Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you all the way from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, yes, a beautiful day thus far. And we know it's promised to rain and, you know, a little storm making up to, you know. But it's a beautiful day, all around day. You know why? I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be among the living today. Yes, I am. And I trust that you and you feel the same today, regardless of what's going on in your area, wherever you are. You know, we want you to just praise God, thank Him, glorify Him. I know it gets hard, things go bad, but do it anyhow, okay? Just praise God anyhow, just because He is God. Glorify Him and magnify His wonderful, sweet name, because He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Amen, amen. Right here, we're going to have a prayer by Diane, Sister Diane, but we're going to pass it over to Pastor Sharon today to pray. Today, all right?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, Father God, thanking you in advance for hearing us when we pray, Father God, knowing, oh God, that you are able to do all things today, Father God. We take the limit off you right now in the name of Jesus today, Father God. And Father God, we come in behalf of Mike Rucker this day, Father God. Lord God Almighty, you know him by his name. You know his address right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray right now that you restore right now. We speak to his body to line up according to the word of God right now, Father God. We speak to that kidney and we say, kidney, rejuvenate itself right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you are the mender, oh God. You created him this day, God. We pray for his total healing right now in the name of Jesus right now. Father God, we call for James Hinnett right now, Father God. He suffered a massive stroke, Father God. As we speak before right now, we speak right now to the blood vessels, Father God, to the body right now, and we command it to line up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We say that healing is your children's bread today. We pray today, Father God, for Lloyd, for the family of Lloyd Mitchell right now, Father God, that you continue to strengthen them this day in the name of Jesus. We pray today for Andre Green right now. We command his eyes to line up right now according to the word of God this day, Father God. We thank you for healing, Father God, for clearer sight right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Victor Santos right now and for the family, Father God. We pray right now, Father God. We hold it up down before you this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for peace in the home right now. We pray for the healing, restoration right now. In the name of Jesus, we will not take anything less but what you say this day in Jesus' name right now. Father God, we pray for Cheryl White right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, you made that kidney this day, God. We command the kidney to work right now in the name of Jesus, to function right now. in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, while you're touching her body right now, Father God, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Let her know, Father God, that you are able to do all things right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now for Christy right now, Father God, for that cancer has spread through her body right now. But we send for that word right now, and that word, we send for that word into her system right now. Father God, your word can reverse and heal right now and dissipate every wrong condition in her body right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Tyreek Singh right now and Tony Singh, Father God, that you continue to keep a shield of protection upon them this day, Father God, and even Grandfather Singh this day, Father God. We call for total healing right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, he's coming forth to another birthday, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for how you have kept him this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we speak to that whole family that be there, be whole right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for the family, the Hardy family right now, Father God. We pray for them right now, Father God. You say you'll be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless, Father God. Father God, we take the limit off you this day. We know, Father God, you're able to supply their needs this day, God. Oh, Father God, touch each and every one of the children right now in the name of Jesus right now. We speak into their destiny this day, God, that they may walk in your purpose this day. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for the praise report of Clemens Thompson being out of the hospital this day, God. We know, Father God, that you are able, and we thank you for hearing our prayer this day in Jesus' name. We pray right now, Father God, for the Crawford family right now, Father God. Father God, we speak right now to the family right now, Father God, to the children right now. Father God, encourage their heart this day. We send for that word of encouragement to them right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for Mr. Benjamin right now concerning the court case. Father God, you are the lawyer. You are the judge this day, God. Intervene on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, and we call it done right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for Dante, the family right now, Father God, of the passing of their mom, Father God. Father God, as we speak the word right now, you are mother to the motherless this day. We thanking you right now, Father God, for sending forth that word of comfort to the family this day in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Pamela, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God, we speak for that word. You created that body, Father God. We speak to that back to line up according to the word right now. Father God, have mercy. Mercy even right upon her right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, over her situation right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for Pastor Harrington right now, Father God. By your stripe, he's already healed. We thank you for you mending the broken ribs right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we speak strength to his body. We speak wholeness right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for Chad Nemhard. Father God, we speak right now, Father God, that you continue to move on his behalf right now. Father God, you can perform the face surgery that is needed this day, Father God. We thank you even in advance of how you spare his life, Father God. Now manifest yourself to him that he may know that you are real this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that prayer coming from Pastor Sharon today. Praise God. And if you didn't get your prayer, your name called, you need to call 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. You need to make a call now to get your prayer in. Yes, get your prayer, your name on the list. We will be praying for you constantly. We will pray even after we're off the air. We still be praying. We'll pray for you on Friday night when we have the 11 to 12 prayer on Friday nights. You know, we'll still be praying. And we want to try to call your name. Yes, we want to try to call your name. And we are calling names. We're calling people. We're praying for people from the north, south, east, and the west. We're praying for people that are in different countries, states, unions. We are just praying for them all over. And we want to pray for you. So 347-857-3925. And God is moving by his power and his might upon people today. Yes, because someone dared to call their name before God. Yes, yes. And God, who is the healer, is the one that heals. We don't heal. We can't do nothing but submit your name to God and let God do the rest. Now, don't you want that today? 347-857-3925. We're waiting to hear from even you. Yes, you. Wherever you are, whatever the condition may be, it don't matter. God still will heal it. Don't matter. If your soul need healing also, you've been hurt so bad, call. And we will pray for that also. God heals broken hearts, does he not? Yes, he does. All right, let me give you a little word today. Our ideals mold our convictions. Our convictions determine our decisions. Our decisions shape our habits. Our habits fashion our future. One more time. Our ideals mold our convictions. Our convictions determine our decisions. Our decisions shape our habits. Our habits fashion our future. Now, don't you want a good future? You ought to have good habits. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God, Father. We're going to say yes, amen, today. Our inspiration, we have our inspiration, little prophet here, Nathan. We have our, that's our inspiration. And we also have Pastor Sharon here today and, of course, Sister Diane. We thank God for all that are here. And, of course, we thank God for you that are listening. You to think it not robbery to listen to us. We appreciate you. We wish you would give us a call and just say hi, if nothing else. Thank you for the message. Thank you for being there. You know, just something, you know, we appreciate it. And then it will encourage us also. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I love to tell people, you know, good things. I like to make you laugh, too. You have so much misery, you know, around today, and, you know, neighborhoods are going down, and things are happening everywhere in the world. There's something going on. As either some fires are burning great properties and stuff, the wind blowing them down, and you know, all it is God is keeping his word, what he say he going to do before he come back. You know, this is what it is. We don't wish any ill against anybody. But I tell you one thing, you pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your neighborhood, you know, because you don't want it to be destroyed. You don't want your house to be destroyed either, anything around there. So why not pray for it, okay? You don't be afraid. You know, we pray for bodies, you know. We pray for these bodies. Lord, touch these bodies. They aching and paining and all these things the doctor give you bad news about. But we don't pray for our homes and neighborhoods and what have you. And then you wonder why so much crime and stuff go on. Because you're not praying for your neighborhood, huh? Your neighborhood is just as good as you are, see? And that means you got to put some prayer down. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ain't meddling. I'm not trying to meddle today. I'm not trying to meddle. I know some of you got mad with me when I meddle, don't you? That's the evangelistic coming out then. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because aren't we supposed to do that? Aren't we supposed to tear the kingdom of the Satan down? Ain't you supposed to tear the kingdom of Satan down, huh? Aren't we supposed to do that? That's what the Lord tell us to do, huh? And when you call sin, sin, you know you're going to make some people mad. and they're going to stop listening and all of that kind of stuff. But you know what I found out? That it, the good therapy for myself, I found out over the years, is when I hear that hard message and it cut deep, that means God is fixing me, straightening me up and out so that I can meet him one day. You know, because I can't meet him any kind of way. How about you? You can't meet him any kind of way either, so you ought to love when somebody try to tell you about the mess you in that you thought was okay. See, the whole thing is we thought it was okay, but we finding out it wasn't, you see? Uh-huh, yes, yes. See, I know you think I'm finna meddle, right? Praise God, hallelujah. I guess you're going to call me the meddlesome preacher after a while, huh? Well, that's all right, too. I'll accept that, too. Hallelujah. You know why? Because of the grace of God. You know, that's all. God's grace is what keeps us, carry us through, show us our downsides, shows up our upside. You know, if we want to go to the another level in God, we're going to have to accept it all. Okay? You have to accept everything, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, whatever comes, trials and tribulations, you're going to have to accept it because he's still going to be right there. Well, let me tell you, we're just going to talk about something today that maybe make all y'all, maybe everybody happy, right? Now, I'm going into this beautiful 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Now, you know, I could just pick out a verse and go from there. But let's talk about it. Let's think about how Apostle Paul, how Paul did this scripture. Listen what he said. It's starting at the first verse. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Now, when you hear that, what do you think about? Come on, what do you think about? What is he speaking about? Love. We're going to talk about releasing some love here today. Okay? You're going to release love wherever you are, in your neighborhood, your job, somewhere. It doesn't matter if there's some people with attitudes around, and you still release love to them. Do you get the picture? And God didn't tell you everything going to be okay and everybody going to love you. Our problem is we think everybody's supposed to love us. Now, that's a wrong way of thinking because everybody ain't going to love you. Some of your family don't even love you, and you wondering why. Well, that's their prerogative. That's them. They don't have to love you if they don't want to, you see, and you can't make them. You can do anything you want to buy them, everything they want. All they do is take it and still knock you in the head with something. You see, that's the way they are today. That's the way people are. They don't respect. They don't appreciate nothing you do. Do for them, help them through their trials and tribulation. They still ain't going to show you nothing, no love. You see, they ain't going to show no respect. They ain't going to show you nothing. They're not going to say nothing about it. Now, isn't that something? They won't even say nothing about it, and you the one helped them. Suppose you bought them a house or something, huh? They going to live in that house and tell you, do you know where you can go? You know, this is the way it is today. I feel like this. They don't have no conscience. They don't have no conscience. And you so upset right now, you're despondent over the fact that they don't appreciate you. You think the people don't appreciate you. But listen, you want somebody to pat you on the back all the time? Every little thing you do, you want somebody to pat you on the back. You got an ego problem. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, they can't pat you on the back every time you do something. But now it's a poor person that don't acknowledge sometime that you do this for them sometime, and I appreciate what they do when I was in trouble. They helped me get out and get through it. You see, now, the good question, you know, I'm always running into some experiences that really encourages me, showing me what peace. Some people, there is some people in the world that really love. And I remember, and I won't call no names or nothing, but this person knew that this other person was in trouble because their mother died. You know, their mother died. And they looked to get the insurance, and what happened, somebody had done took the insurance and cashed it in. There wasn't none left. They buried the mother. And so everybody was just, all they was in a tizzy. And we say, well, we gonna just gonna pray and let's believe God. All I can say is believe God, because I know I didn't have it either. Praise God. My God. So let them have it. So let me tell you, a phone call came and say, come by. Come by my house. Give the address. They don't know these people. Never heard of them. Come by my house. I have something for you. I'm going to help you. Little did you know, and everybody went by the house, and this person had a check made out for the full amount of the funeral. Did you hear me? Say, because that person, because she had showed them love in their hour of need. Now, you tell me that ain't worth remembering, huh? That's worth remembering. And said, you don't have to pay me back. Did you hear that? Paid for the entire funeral. Say, you don't have to pay me back. Now, you tell me that ain't God. You see what I'm saying? The love of God shed abroad in your heart. Her heart, because of something a good while back the person had done for them when they were in trouble and needed somebody to help them out. And that person helped them out. Now, isn't that love? I'm talking about real love today. You need to release some real love. Because this is what Paul is saying. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, you can speak in all the tongues you want to until Jesus comes. If you don't have that love, that's what charity means. It's nothing. He said, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling sound, just a sound that's going to irritate you. Huh? That's all it is. Do you get the picture? Now, you know, I don't know you, whoever you are on the other end. I don't really know you, you know. And if I know you, you know, I ain't trying to find nothing about you. You say I'm talking about you. Well, I don't know I'm talking about you, but God knows whether he's talking about you or not. Do you see? So that's the way I go with it. And he said, and though I have the gift of prophecy. You see, a lot of people that prophesy don't have love. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So what's the bottom line? L-O-V-E, ain't it? Huh? It does not matter how much you can prophesy, how you understand the word of God. And let me tell you, that's include racism too. Did you get the picture? How can you say, as the Bible say, there in 1 John, the 4th chapter, how can you say that you love God and you can't stand your brother, you hate your brother or your sister? And you hating them for what? This don't even make sense. Just cause the color different. Well, maybe they've been in sun longer than you have, you know, and they darker than you. You got all these hang-ups and issues going on, and but yet you say my title is Chief Apostle Doctor Doolittle or somebody, and you got all these titles, and you say, I understand, God give me revelation knowledge, and I understand mysteries, and you say, I got plenty faith and all that. Well, you ain't got enough faith to believe that God save whoever he will. Okay. Huh? hear me now. We want you today to get out of that box you all in, and that little 2x4 box you in, and get out and start some loving. Huh? Love on people that, you know, the bum on the corner, he drinks so much wine, he don't take a bath and he smell. Go love on him or her. Huh? Love a prostitute. Instead of putting these people down, this is why you can't get them in church, because people don't love them. You don't show your love, but you say you're a Christian. Well, as we said in 1 John, the 4th chapter, how can you say you love God who you have not seen and hate your brother? I don't care what you want to say. Well, they ain't this and they ain't that. They ain't no church. They ain't saved. You don't know whether they're saved because you ain't saved. How can you judge another person? Huh? How can you? You see what I'm saying? He's trying to get you, what the writer is saying here, he's trying to get you to understand some fact. It does not matter your station in the church, what you desire to do. Oh, I'm a good worker. I'm a good usher. Oh, I'm a good deacon and all this, and you can't love nobody.
Come on.
Huh? The preacher, he's a good preacher, and oh, he can preach your socks off. And oh, yes, this preacher's this here. And don't love women for God. I ain't talking about for sex and all of that. I'm talking about you don't want God to ordain them to preach the gospel. Well, they got to do it because they are loving you in spite of the fact that you don't love them. You beat them up constantly with the word. You call yourself beating them up with the word. But you cannot if you don't love. Huh? If you cannot see, you got so much knowledge, but you cannot see that God called whomsoever he will. He said there's neither male nor female. But we got people all over. They don't like people of color, and they don't like women in the gospel. Now, where's the love? See, but yet we have to still love them. Huh? He said, love them that hate you. Did you get? And despitefully use you. Now, isn't that, that's tough, ain't it? You say, I can't do that. I know some of you say, I can't do that. Not that mean person. Yes, you can. You can love them. You can still love them. I didn't say you got to be like them and try to do the things they do or do it to them like they do it to you. You don't have to do that. You maintain your station in love. Because he said, if you have faith, all the faith in the world, so that you can remove the mountain. You don't have charity or love, you ain't got nothing. So you're wasting time, aren't you? But we want today, you're going to have to release love right now. Huh? That person that hurts you the most, you're going to have to talk to them some way. Just say hello if you don't say nothing else. I know they don't want to talk to you, and they turn their head and roll their eyes and snap their finger and everything else. It don't make no difference. Say, well, like, hey, I just love you anyhow. And you do what? Deal with, let God deal with them. You see what I'm saying? Who deal with them? God deal with them. And as we go on, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, see, we want to take all these different things that we just mentioned so far and say, well, that's God, that's love. That ain't no love, huh? And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Huh? It's not going to profit you anything. Did you see? You out there, well, we feeding the poor. But when a black person come, we sorry, but we can't give you nothing.
Oh, come on.
But you say we doing it under the banner of Jesus. That's what we supposed to be doing, huh? And vice versa. You don't do like that. Whosoever will, let them come. If they're hungry, give them food. I'm only giving them over to the Church of God of Faith, or whatever your church name. If you ain't in this church, you can't get none. Now, he didn't tell you to do that. Did God tell you? He said feed the hungry, didn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't say find out what denomination, what church they belong to, whether they belong to church or not. You're supposed to be releasing love to these people and serving them, regardless of what they look like to you. See, we talk about releasing that love. Now, if you don't love them, you got a problem, because you cannot say that you belong to God and you are of God. Listen what happened. We're going to go on further. Charity suffers long and is kind. You're not ugly. Get away from me. You smell. Get away from me. You too dirty. Get away from me. You black. Get away from me. You Asian. You can't do that. That's not God. This is why they got walls now, because of hatred. And they saying, they calling them holy walls. How you going to be holy? Just say you got a wall going on. Why you want to call it holy? Huh? Because you don't like another person's religion, whatever, faith, whatever way you want to call it. Huh? That's prejudice, isn't it? That's not love. That's not charity. See, they do it in that name, but they're not showing any love. He says it's kind, suffer long and is kind. It don't envy, charity envies not. Charity won't not itself, is not puffed up. It don't want its own. It's not looking for, I'm looking to please me, 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 me. You ain't looking to please God. But everybody's looking to please themselves. Everybody's looking for what makes them feel good. See, feeling good going to cause you to get into hell, and you're going to really feel bad then. Do you see? Because you don't want for yourself. When you meet people in need, you want to help them. You want to do something for them. Have you ever stood in the line in the grocery store and somebody had enough money and you just hand them, say, here, here's some more, here, help, help them out? Have you ever done that? Mm-hmm. Or have you ever, somebody got a few little items and you say, here, get on up in front of me. I got plenty of items. You ain't got but a few. Huh? You're not saying, well, I've been in this line a long time, and I ain't getting, nobody ain't getting in front of me. You just stay back there. You know, you got people that can't show an ounce of love, and if you ask them, what church you go to? I go to the First Baptist Church of the Frigidaire.
Yes.
Huh? She right, the Frigidaire, it's all froze up. You ain't got no love, no love. We need to thaw you out and release some love. You see what I'm saying? This is what has to come about now. Because how can you show people that Jesus is real? If he came because he loved us so and gave his life up just for us to have this right, do you hear what I'm saying? To have this right to love one another and to help one another, be there for one another. Huh? How can you not want to help your fellow brother and sister? Whether you're able to or not, whether you don't have to have finances all the time to help them. You can just help them by being nice. Stop being crazy.
Come on now, come on.
Being respectful.
Yes.
That helps them. Do you see? We releasing love today. Get rid of all this unnecessary baggage. Huh? He said, do not behave itself unseemly. Oh, my God, the way some people act.
Thank you.
Seek not her own. Everything is about me, Lord. It's all about me, Lord. I need love. I need some of this, God, and I need that, Lord. You need it, but you don't give it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Huh? You give away some so that you can get some in return. Whatever a man sow, that's what he reap. So if you sow love, you're going to reap love. Now you say, well, my family love me. Do they really? If somebody else ask and talk to your family, we'll find out that they don't love you like you think they do. And beside this, I'm going to throw this for nothing. It don't cost you nothing. Now, you all up in God's house, whatever church you in, you all up in God's house, and you can't get them to go to church with you. I want to know what's wrong. Have you ever thought about they don't like the way I act? I'm not acting as I should as a Christian or a saved person or belonging to Jesus, whatever way you want to say it. Huh? Am I showing them love or am I constantly on their back riding them? You sinning, get out of sin. Come on into Christ. Get into Christ. Or you riding their back all the time? But you're not showing love. Do you see? You talk about it, but you don't show it. Do you know they're looking at you? Why they can't come in? Why they don't want to go right where you is? Huh? How about your friends? You used to see some people say, you know, my friend was in church, and my friend ended up coming to church, too, and getting saved because I was going. I said, well, in other words, you were showing love. So you showed some love to that's the, what they wanted, some real love. They done seen enough fake love out there in the street and up and down where they've been going at and everything. Now they want to see real love. You show them that, huh? See? You got to show these people something these days. Seek not our own, is not easily provoked, think is no evil, huh? Well, honey, you ain't going to never get saved. You know, this is what we say. You have to, this is why I say we got to change our way of talking. And talking to people, unsaved people, can you say a kind word? Well, praise the Lord. I mean, if you don't say nothing but just praise the Lord, at least you're speaking. At least you're saying something. You're not acting like you are super saved or you spiritual. You're more spiritual than anybody. You got all these tongues and all this word and all this knowledge. You know so much and you got more faith than that other person. And don't count people out so quickly. We count them out by saying, well, look at them. They're a little crippled. They're a little messed up. They got arthritis or something. You're going to say they don't have faith. They have faith, just as much faith as you do. At least they're showing love. They're showing love. Now, it may not be manifest to you, but in their heart they believe in God that they already healed. You see, so don't just start provoking and saying mean things. He said, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Huh? Rejoice in the truth. He said, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Man, that's a lot of stuff you got to get through. Huh? Because we don't want to, do we? Flesh do not want to go through. We don't want to bear all things. Let's just admit, well, I want everything to go my way. I don't believe that, honey. I don't believe they say, child. Hope it all things. Endure it all things. Now, that's one you definitely don't want. You don't want to do everything because you want things to go according to what you want to feel. You want to have feel good all the time. You want Mr. Goodbye all the time. You know that Mr. Goodbye? That's what you want. But it ain't happened. He's endureth all things. Huh? This is what, when you have that unadulterated love, the love that God wants you to have, the love that he has instilled upon us to have. We make the choice, okay? Now, the Bible says charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, listen at this, they shall fail. Now, use prophet, and you listen, that can fail. Love ain't going to fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall see. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So all the knowledge you got, all the schooling you done went through, and all you done read 1,500 books, and you got all this stuff going on, all of that's going to fail because of what? One thing, one little element here, love. Huh? We release the love today to you because the Bible is telling you what is not going to get it. All right? He say, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Huh? Now, when you get the people say, well, you know, I'm prophesying and all this in here, you got part and somebody else got part. Okay? You don't have that whole prophecy for that person. Have you ever thought of why somebody prophesied to you and you got this little bit and you're going, God, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Lord, what does this mean? And then later on or some other time somebody else come and prophesy to you. That's the other part you need to put it to make a whole. Huh? You see? Part here and part there. But the Bible said like this, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. What is the whole that God is looking for here? Love. That's why he released his love from us when he brought Jesus in. That love was released through Jesus. He was the epitome of love. You get the picture? Huh? He was. He is. Let's forget was. He is. This is what happened. But listen, I'm just going through right quickly because, you know, I'm going to give over to the pastor here. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I stood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So we got childish stuff all up in us because we done speaking in tongues and prophesying. We got all these gifts in our life and we got knowledge and God has given us revelation. So we got all these things in us, and we think in childish ways. We still childish, but we say we grown. We say we are mature in the Word of God because we got all these gifts going, and God is using us in these prophecies and what have you. You think now I'm okay, and you're still childish because you're looking down on other people. You can't love people that's not like you, that's different. You can't love somebody smarter than you. You can't love if somebody got more than you. They got probably more clothes. They may not even have more clothes. They just know how to wear their clothes. See, I learned one thing. People don't know how to wear clothes for their shape. And so people get mad because somebody else know how to wear their clothes and wearing about the same clothes. That's crazy. Love me just what I got on. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't love me at all. Childish things. Those are childish things standing in the way of true love. Do you see? This is what Paul trying to tell you. He say, for now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. I know in part. See, he's telling you now, he know in part. What God revealed to him was in part. Okay? And now about it, faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest is of these is charity. I want to get to that, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity is the greatest thing that you can have today, love. And when you have that love of God resting in you, you can say, I am Christ-like because I let nothing stand between me and my God. And what he's requiring of us today to have is a great love, right? Amen. That's what what he's requiring today. So today, to you, you, and you, I'm releasing love to you. Love heals. Love sustains you. Love takes you through every trial and tribulation. Every time somebody says something against you, you can love them anyhow and say, oh, well, praise God, that's just your opinion. You have to see God about all that. I'm keeping on going with Jesus. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Don't you do it today, but right now in the name of Jesus, I release love to you, more abundant love, that you be baptized in the love of God in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God from Apostle Porter this morning about love. I tell you what, when the woman of God was talking, and she was bringing different examples, and you know what came? Love has no color. Think about it. When someone really falls in love with someone, they don't look at your color. They don't look at your background. Because love is love. Love has no color. And think about that little child that has come forth into the world. They're loved with unconditional love. They don't have the hang-ups, and they don't have preference in this and that. But you know what? Today, when we say we take on the Christ in our life, he wants us to take on that love also. He wants us to walk in love, because without love, we are not going to able to make it. You hear the word today, what love is. We can do a lot of things. You can go and feed the hungry. You can do all these things, but you have not love, then none of those things mean anything. Love is the principal thing. According to 1 John 4, chapter verse 16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When you walk in love, we know that that's the evidence that God, what? Love dwelleth in you, and love and the Christ, and you are in God. Love is the key word here. It doesn't mean that you will not correct the person. Love does not mean that you will not be corrected, because God loved the children of Israel when they walked contrary to his word. He loved them so much that he sent what? An agitator in their life to do what? To focus them, to redirect them back to him. Why? Because they needed the love source. And every time when things happen in their life, then they remember. They remember the loving Father. They remember how he provided for them. You can never forget when someone loves you enough. You will never, there's no replacement in this natural world. But God is love. So nothing else, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter the type of house you're living in, love is much more powerful. Love is what? It's a treasure. Hold on to that love, because love will walk with you in the good time and the bad time. Love will be there when you don't feel like doing anything. Love will cover you, because with love and kindness, the word of God let us know, he has drawn you with love and kindness today. So know that we need to have what? The love of Christ in us. And according to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter says, charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself. It is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly. Speak it not of her own. It is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. In other words, when the love is there, the true love of Christ is in you, you'll learn what to don't do as tick for tack. You know what? Don't do revenge. Don't just start doing what you think the devil put in your mind. It says what? Evil. It doesn't think of evil thing. Because think about this in real life. When you do something evil, who you really doing it to yourself? to. It's not the person. It's actually to yourself, because you are going to reap what you sow. So think about it. That's the atmosphere you create, creating all around you. Evil things. You created evil things. Evil things come back to you. So remember today to plant your seed of love, because Jesus is love. He is love today, and he wants us to walk in love. He does not want us to what? To be tick for tack, because that's what the devil is there for. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And according to Ephesians 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. See, love is still there. You have to be what? Rooted and grounded in love. Meaning that what? You have to have a foundation. You have to continue to allow God to build you up and teach you how to love. The love of Christ, not the love of man. Man love you today and they don't love you the next day. Man love you when you speak good, when you're always doing for them, but when you say no, they don't love you no more. Love, the love keep a little checklist. Well, I did this for you. You did not do this for me. That's not love. Love will see a person in distress and lend a hand out to help the person. Love will let you see that the person is overwhelmed, and love will make you what? Do something about it. Love will let you see when a person is all messed up and need encouragement, and you'll open your mouth and speak the word of love in them. Why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Love will not let you tear down that selfishness, and God, selfishness is not of God. God is love. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God calling us to be what? Mindful of what we say, what we do. He called us to be accountable for our action. Why? Because he let you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God wants us to have everlasting life. You need to pay attention, because you want to do what? Have everlasting life today. So allow the love of Christ to come in your heart. Allow the darkness to be dissipated. Let the love of light come in you and change your character. Why? Because love will make you be much more what? Happier. If love will make you be much more what? Brighter. Love thinking no evil. Remember, love thinking no evil. When you start thinking in the reverse, then the love of Christ is not in you. So today, be encouraged and know that Jesus loved you enough that even though he loved, we were messed up in sin, in darkness, doing our own thing, filthy, he still loved you. Why? He loved you enough to bring you back to the Father. That's why he sent Jesus. Why? Because we turn to other God. We worship everything but the true and living God. But love speak through all the century. Love speak even through the grave. His blood is still bringing forth that love. Love comes forth through the healing virtue that Jesus had for you. Why? Because he doesn't want you to walk in suffering. He doesn't want you to walk in light. So love will cause him to make provision just for you and me. So today, reverse yourself. Reverse what you're doing and walk in love. Because if Jesus should call you home today, are you portraying the love, or are you allowing the light of God to come forth in you, or you're allowing the darkness? I tell you, there's a new movie coming out called The Shack, and I tell you, The Shack, you say, what is it all about? I tell you, even though it's a movie, it gave us a great illustration. If we watch that movie and pay attention to what it's showing you, when your thoughts are evil, and when you have unforgiveness in your heart, when you are angry and all those things, then the water in the movie, dirty water started to flow in, and the water was really black water. But then when they start forgiving, when they start showing love, when they start showing the love of right, then everything starts going backward. So it let me know that the love of Christ brings forth the light. When you start thinking right, light comes forth. When you start thinking darkness, darkness comes forth. Why? Because there is no darkness in Jesus Christ. Because darkness and light cannot abide in the same place. So remember today, love dissolve and dissipate every wrong condition in my mind, in my body, in my affair. Remember, love dissolve every wrong condition in where? In my life, in my body, and in my affair. So allow the love of Christ to come forth in you and allow the love to change your affair. Change the things around you. Change circumstances around you so that you can walk in his righteousness. Remember, he's a holy God, and they that worship him must be holy. He, you got to be holy. So today, show forth love. L-O-V-E, don't wait until February the 14th, but start showing love today, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Sharon said, don't wait till February 14th to show the love. But guess what? Make today and every other day February 14th and show the love. I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. And you know what? When you go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, and you go to starting from verse 37, it said, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. So you know what? We all know that God is love. You ever notice when it is you're feeling sick and someone show you love, how you start to feel better? The love. So you know what? Let's show one another love today, whether it may be in a hug, a smile, telling them Jesus loves you. You know, whatever it is that you can show your neighbor today, it doesn't matter what color, where they came from, what language they speak, show love. Because you know what? A smile in every country means the same thing. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you would like to bless the woman of God or continue to hear the broadcast, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or too great. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and he do awesome things for us. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's pray for our lost loved one's soul today, that they don't go into a Christless grave. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray one for another. Let's pray for our neighborhoods. Let's pray for the younger generation that, you know, they show the love that they are to show today. So come on tomorrow night at 11 p.m. and let's tear the devil kingdom down. If you have a praise report, come on and share that praise report with us. If you need prayer, come on and we will pray for you. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all.